Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so excited to be joining each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time to collectively say thank you, God, for how far you have brought me. Thank you, God, for orchestrating this work week and beyond. Thank you, God, for showing me who I am. Thank you, God, for bringing me peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, God, for reminding me that I am the head and not the tail in my career, in my business, in my life in general. Just thank you, God, for just laying it out plain and clear for me and giving me that career clarity that I am seeking and that I am yearning for as I continue to execute, put one foot in front of the other, and keep moving. So thank you for that. We say thank you. So I don't know where you're at. Just give God a hand clap of praise. Give God a hand clap of praise for how far he has brought you this morning. Because he is forever to be what? He is forever and worthy to be praised. Woo! So, y'all, we're going to definitely get into it. Because y'all going to be like, what? Y'all, you brought it back? Yeah, I brought it back. But before we get there, I definitely want to share with you to follow my other YouTube page, which is called Peculiar Entrepreneur Diaries. And the reason why I'm sharing that with you is because I know a lot of people that I talk to and work with on a regular basis, they do too have their 9-to-5, but they also have their entrepreneurial ventures that they do. So I definitely am on that channel giving, speaking life over you, praying for you, doing all the things. But of course, on the You Brand Academy YouTube channel, I'm giving like instruction on how to maneuver and to navigate within your 9-to-5, and not just navigate by yourself, but navigate through a Christian lens, navigate with literally you seeing God in the midst of the situation, you seeing God and setting the atmospheres clearly in your workplace. Okay. All right, y'all, let's get into it. So last week at this time, my husband was away. He was at a conference where he had to speak at, right? And right before he speaks, or every time he's away, he's talking about people coming up to him, people wanting to know either what his products are about, what he's going to speak about, all those things. And I said, honey, you're such a hot commodity. You're such a hot commodity, right? I mean, obviously, this is to boost him up. This is to flatter him, all the things. But it is true. He is a hot commodity in his industry. And so that phrase stuck with me, and I've been wanting to talk about this for some time, but the Lord was just sharing with me. He was just like, you need to tell the people about being a hot commodity and the value of that. So that is what we're going to be doing this morning. So I'm going to break it all the way down. So I took the liberty, as I always do, to look up hot commodity. Did you know that hot commodity is in the Merriam-Webster dictionary? Did y'all know that? Did y'all know that? Interesting fact, because I did not. But the definition they gave in that dictionary was someone or something that is highly valued or in much demand. Again, the definition of hot commodity in the Merriam-Webster dictionary is someone or something that is highly valued or in much demand, okay? In much demand. And just by that definition alone, I don't know about y'all, but I am wanting to be, I will be, I am a hot commodity. I will be, I am, and will continue to be a hot commodity in my industry. Can you all declare that? Even if you're like, well, I don't even believe that all the way. Let me tell you, we're going to break it down even further, because I just declare a decree by faith that you are and will be and continue to be a hot commodity in your industry. And so let's continue to break it all the way down. So a hot commodity, let's describe this person. Is a person, item, or asset, right? So asset, let's just talk about that. Asset, you are asset to the company that you work for. You're an asset to your clients. You're asset to your patients. You're asset to whomever you are serving, because you have a product or you have a service that ultimately elevates them, right? That is our hope for your products and service, that they do elevate your people that you are serving. And so you are an asset as well. But going back to hot commodity, a person, an item, or asset that is in high demand, very popular, or highly desirable, often used in business or social context, it describes something rare. Pay attention now. It describes something rare, something valuable, or currently trending. Let me tell you something. If I'm going to be trending, let it be trending because I'm out here doing the works of the Lord. If I'm going to be trending, let it be that I am doing God's will for my life, and I say the same and encourage the same for you. Let me be trending, or let you be trending, because you're doing the works of the Lord, because God is pleased and he is truly elevating the algorithm in your favor for such a time as this. And this is something that I have really shared with my business colleagues, or my sisters in entrepreneurship, the ones that are in the forefront speaking on what the Lord has done for them in their business, and speaking and letting the Lord use them truly as his vessel to give, to speak to the people that they are called to serve for such a time as this. Okay. So if we trend it, let it be a good trend. Hallelujah. Amen. And so going on with a hot commodity person, what type of person this is a person that is such as a valuable person, a rare person, somebody that is trending, but such as limited edition sneakers, right? We know limited edition sneakers, they are hot commodities because people want them, right? That's just an example. Specialized job skills are a hot commodity because all the companies want it. They're valuing that skill set that person has, or those set of people have obtained, or a popular talent, right? A popular talent is a hot commodity. A popular singer, a popular drummer, a popular violinist, or whatever. That is a talent, my friends, that are some examples of a talent that are in high demand, a hot commodity, just by definition, right? But guess who else is a hot commodity? You are. We're just going to declare and decree that you are a hot commodity. And my friends, a simple prayer for that is, God, show me I'm a hot commodity. Show me the skills that you want me to use in your earthly realm to truly not just be a hot commodity to man, but be a hot commodity to you. Yes, it's a whole different game or mindset shift you gotta have when you're talking about being a hot commodity for man versus a hot commodity for God. Because listen, God is who makes us a hot commodity, but when we serve him And when we truly work as if we're working for the Lord in our industries, in our workplaces, or in our businesses, or just in life in general, that is when we are truly God's hot commodity. Because he's like, yes, I want to use you. 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 Why? Because you are willing. You are a willing vessel that is wanting to be used, not by just man, but by God. You want to be used up by God because you view yourself and understand that you're a hot commodity, not just for me, but you're a hot commodity for God. Amen and amen, right? If you're a hot commodity for God, just meet me in the chat and say, I am a hot commodity for God. I am a hot commodity for God. I am a hot commodity for God. Woo! I am a hot commodity for God. Amen and amen. So, my friends, when I think about hot commodity, I think about a person. And I know I described what a hot commodity is and the characteristics of that type of person. But when I think about it, from what the word of the Bible says, I can't help but think about masterpiece. I can't help but think about how we're God's handiwork. I can't help but think about how God has made us his work of art. We are literally his work of art, his masterpieces. So I can't help but think about Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, which talks about, specifically stated in the New Living Translation version, it states, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." My friends, do you believe that God has a plan for you long ago? A plan just not for you to just, you know, do the things of man, but do the works of the Lord. Because if you're God's handiwork, if you're God's masterpiece, clearly you're created in God's image. And if you're created in God's image, therefore, the call, the purpose of your life is to serve those God has called to you, in particular to serve in a way that people see less of you and more of God. Point blank, period, right? And so so that's what I read from the New Living Translation, but I also love to read to you from the Amplified version of the Bible. And the reason why is because you all have heard me say this before, is because we're amped for Jesus. Okay, we are amped for Jesus, and we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay. And so what it says, "For it is by grace, it is by grace, God's remarkable compassion and favor drawing you to Christ, that you have been saved, actually delivered from judgment and given eternal life through faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, not through your own effort, but it is the undeserved gracious gifts of God. For we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art, created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand, taking paths which he sets," meaning taking paths which God has ordained for us to go down. "And so that we would walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us." Okay. And so I said that was, oh yeah, so that was Ephesians 2:10, but I read also Ephesians, starting at Ephesians 2 verse 8. So that was Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And so in the Amplified version, it break it all the way down for you. It lets you know, like, oh yes, you are God's workmanship. You are made, you are spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works. For good works. For good works. Emphasis on good. Good by God's standards, not by our standards, but good by God's standards. And so that's what I really wanted to share with you this morning. And I pray that message penetrated your heart. But of course, I got more to share. We're not done just yet. Because guess what? The Lord downloaded in my spirit this morning. I was like, God, we going there. He said, I won't keep quiet. I won't keep quiet. And if you remember the I Won't Keep Quiet series, we went on for 10 plus weeks talking about I won't keep quiet. Really, the foundation of the I Won't Keep Quiet series is I won't keep quiet about the goodness of God. I won't keep quiet about what God has done for me. I won't keep quiet. No, you will not shut my mouth up. You, as in the enemy, will not bring us give us a spirit of fear, telling us your stories don't matter, your value doesn't matter, your life doesn't matter. No, by speaking out, we shut the enemy up and we smack the enemy in his face, and we say and declare the works of the Lord. We declare our testimonies, and we are declaring this because we are saying we will not be quiet. Instead, we are going to share and declare the works of the Lord over our lives. And for that, we say, thank you, God, for giving us the courage. Thank you, God, for the holy boldness to even do what you have called us to do, to even move in the direction where you have told us to move, to even talk to those you have called us to talk to even do or be your vessels, God, because we have to be a willing participant, right? We have to be willing for God to use us, okay? Willing for God to use us. And that, my friends, it takes courage. So that, I commend you if that is you taking the steps to move and to do and to execute on all the things that God has called you to do in this earthly realm. Okay. All right. So let's get into it. I won't keep quiet. Where's the fan? Like where's the fan part, my friend, you know, we talking about hot commodities. So just imagine yourself with a fan and you so hot that it just, the sweat is just coming. The sweat is just coming. Or in other words, God is just shining his light so bright through you that you can do nothing but sweat. Because guess what? When you are sweating, guess what is being released? The toxins from your body and all the things, and you can do nothing but pour out sweat. So when you are a hot commodity, you are pouring out your heart to the people. You are pouring out your services. You are pouring it out in the name of Jesus, right? Hello? Okay, so I won't keep quiet. Where's the fan? I'm a hot commodity. Yes, I declare I'm in high demand. I know my God's got plans for me. I'm God's work of art, better yet, his masterpiece by default. I'm God made all day, created in his image, so it's not my fault. Blessings and favor follow me, so enemy, you can miss me. Miss me with the negativity, miss me with the thoughts of, oh, why me? Meanwhile, God's saying, why not you? To do a new thing through. Why not you to shine my light through? And why not you to show my word is true? And that, my friends, is the I Won't Keep Quiet stanza around being a hot commodity. So for that, we just declare and decree that we are hot commodities, not just for man, but hot commodities for the Lord. We declare and decree that we are God's masterpieces. We declare and decree that we are God's work of art. We declare and decree that we're God made and not self-made. We declare and decree that God is ordaining every footstep we take within our career, within our life, life in general and just within our businesses as well. We are declaring and decreeing that we are saved by grace. Come on now. We declare and decree that God will give us a holy boldness to not just use our gifts, but to use the spiritual gifts he has given us in a way that is pleasing to him. Emphasis on pleasing to him, because everything that we do want it to be pleasing to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that is what we want. And so that is what we pray for. And so before we close out, I definitely want to share this. I don't remember where, what I was listening to or anything like that, but I know I was probably listening to a podcast, a listening to a sermon or any something like of that sort. And so the person was like, what tried to destroy me is exactly what employed me for the kingdom. I'm gonna say this again. What tried to destroy me is exactly what employed me for the kingdom. And so going back to what the Lord shared with me about in the I Won't Keep Quiet stanza, it states, oh, miss me with the negative, miss me with the negativity, miss me with the thoughts of, oh, why me? Meanwhile, God's saying, why not you to do a new thing through? Why not you to shine my light through? Why not you to show my word is true? And so when God is doing things in your life, listen, God could definitely break you down. Break you down, but break you down in a way that does not destroy you, okay? Break you down in a way that does not destroy you. And so those things that have come against you, it may be a purpose for them, because we know the word of God says he works it out for our good. For our good, in the midst of the trouble, in the midst of all the things that may be happening to us, mentally, physically, emotionally, and all the things, we're like, God, I may not see you, but we have to recognize as believers that God is here. So what tried to destroy you is exactly what employed you for the kingdom, my friends, what exactly employed you for to serve God's people. That's exactly what employed you to be the entrepreneur you have been called to be. It's exactly what has employed you to be an employee in workplaces that is being that peculiar employee, or that employee that is truly set apart, meaning there is something about you that people can't even pinpoint. They're like, ooh, she got so much favor, or he got so much favor on his life. What is that? What is that? And that, my friends, that is the true God glow, because the God is truly showing or shining his light through you to draw people towards him. Point blank, period. So what tried to destroy you, my friends, is exactly what employed you. Or in other words, that is exactly what has qualified you to do and to move with excellence for the kingdom of God, period. Okay. All right, y'all. I pray that message penetrates your heart. I pray that you will receive that. You will eat on God's word. And when he says that you are truly his masterpiece, okay? All right, so believe it, and believe it, that you are truly God's masterpiece that was created anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the things, the good things he has planned for us long ago, all right? Okay, so let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for their life. I thank you for what you have called them to do, God. Let them know that you have called them for such a time as this, God, that their gifts that you have given them, their spiritual gifts that you have given them, give them a holy boldness and permission that they need in order to use their gifts in this earthly realm unapologetically, not listening to what man may say, but listening to what you have to say. And Lord, let us be reminded that we must just be obedient to the call and move expeditiously to what you have called us to do in this earthly realm. God, have us to show up and to show up unapologetically, knowing that you are our God, knowing that you have the final say. And when it comes to our health, when it comes to our finances, when it comes to our physical, mental, when it comes to us getting into the job market and doing and being successful and landing the type of employment that we are seeking, God, we thank you. We thank you and we consider it already done in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the victory on the other side of the mountains we may be climbing, on the other side of the mountains we may be fighting. God, we thank you for the victory, God. Hallelujah. And we just say congratulations in advance to that version of ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus. Meanwhile, understanding that as we are going through the mountains, as we are climbing through the mountains, God, you are making us stronger. You are making us truly into the masterpieces that you have called us to be in this earthly realm. So God, we thank you. God, we thank you for bringing to our remembrance what you have done for us back then. Because surely, if you could do it, if you did it before, you could do it again, and you could do it again even greater, because that is who you are in the name of Jesus. And last time I checked, we serve a great God. We serve a big God. So God, whatever is overwhelming us, God, we just pray that you overwhelm it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So God, we thank you and we ask that you bless this work week and beyond. We ask that you orchestrate every phone call that we have to answer, every email that we have to respond to. God, we thank you for orchestrating every meeting, God, every negotiation session, every partnership discussion. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And God, we thank you for the many blessings that you're going to shower upon us. We thank you for the favor that you're going to continue to show us. And in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful, blessed, and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.